Who is it that knows that the mind is wandering?
Yes.
Yes. Basically, it is the soul. See, the soul is the perceiver of consciousness. As I said, that the soul is the source of consciousness. The mind is the channel through which consciousness comes out to the outer world. And up goes to wherever we are going. The soul is different from the mind. And just as the soul can observe the outer world and the events happening out there, actually the soul can observe the inner world and the thoughts and the emotions coming in there also. In fact, that is what introspection is. In fact, Krishna says that to grow spiritually, we need to become observers of our inner world. He says that prakasham cha pravruttim cha moham eva cha pandava uveshti sam pravruttani na nivruttani kaankshati. He says, sometimes we may feel very happy, sometimes we feel very agitated, sometimes we feel very apathetic. So see these emotions like visitors coming in your consciousness. That's like sometimes some visitors come to our house who are very friendly. Some people who are very hyperactive. Some people are just so lethargic. Yeah, they come to our house, we deal with them. But they are not us. So we deal with them, they stay for some time, they go. Same way, these emotions will come within us. So the point is that we can observe. So when we are very attached to the mind, then our consciousness goes wherever the mind is going. But when we develop a healthy spiritual understanding, sound spiritual understanding, and then we develop some level of attachment to some higher goal, then when the mind goes off, we can observe. Say, for example, if I want to watch I want to study, and I'm studying on my computer, reading some webpage, and suddenly something pops up over there. So now, if I am serious about studying, and then something pops up, I will just put it, I'll not look at it, I'll just close it. Hey, this is a distraction. But if I am not very serious about my study, hey, this is like, looks interesting, let me watch it. I click it, I go there, and I go somewhere else, and I just get lost. So here, it is the purpose, it is the seriousness of my purpose that makes me aware. This is a distraction which I don't want. But if I am myself ambivalent, if I am myself not very serious, then any distraction comes up, you just fall for it. So it is the soul which understands that the mind is different from me, and the soul which has a strong sense of purpose that can notice that, if the mind is gone off, I have to bring it back. Yeah.